from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe here. September 7th. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Science Alert. Scientists find a fungus that could protect the body from radiation. Mold isn't typically something you want growing inside your body, but in the case of mucorecemasis, there may be compelling reasons to make an exception. That's because this symbiotic fungus that lives inside the human gut appears capable of protecting us from radiation, according to a new study in PNAS. It might sound a bit hard to believe, but this isn't the first time we've seen fungi doing weird things with radiation. We know that there are different kinds of radiation-resistant fungi, including species that survive being blasted with up to 200 times the fatal human dose of X-rays. Next. Second, from Manga Bay. World Heritage status for South Sudan parks will be a boon for the birds. In South Sudan, the arrival of the rainy season around April transforms the skies above Boma and Batangilo National Parks into a vibrant spectacle filled with migratory birds. Megan Kloss, a conservation manager with African Parks, highlights how the wetlands become a haven for species like African openbills and Abdom storks. These birds thrive on the abundant food sources that emerge after the rains, such as snails and wingolates from termite mounds. The parks are part of a vast ecosystem, one of Africa's largest intact savanna systems, which supports an estimated 6 million antelopes and a diverse range of wildlife. The recent designation of World Heritage status for these parks is expected to enhance conservation efforts, benefiting both the birds and the broader ecosystem. This recognition could lead to increased protection and resources, ensuring that this unique avian spectacle continues for years to come. Up next, third, from New Atlas. Serious human illness transmitted by ticks has been identified. Researchers have identified a new virus transmitted to humans through tick bites, highlighting ongoing concerns about zoonotic diseases, those that jump from animals to people. This discovery, made by scientists at the University of Minnesota, underscores the importance of monitoring tick populations and the pathogens they carry, especially as climate change may expand their habitats. While the details about how this virus affects human health are still emerging, it serves as a reminder to stay vigilant about tick prevention, especially in areas where ticks are prevalent. Simple measures, like wearing long sleeves and using insect repellent, can help reduce the risk of bites. As we learn more about this virus, it's crucial to keep an eye on updates from health authorities. For now, it's a good time to be proactive about tick safety, particularly if you're spending time outdoors. And then, fourth, from Manga Bay. Bhutan's pursuit of happiness takes root on its farms. Bhutan is on a mission to achieve food self-sufficiency by 2029, guided by its unique philosophy of gross national happiness. This ambitious goal is outlined in their 13th five-year plan, but the country faces significant hurdles. With its mountainous terrain, only a small fraction of land is suitable for farming, making it tough for farmers to get their products to market. Chef Blue Turing Dorji highlighted that every extra hour in transit impacts the quality of produce, and many remote farms lack proper infrastructure. Agriculture is a major employer in Bhutan, with over 40% of the population engaged in this sector. However, challenges like limited arable land and a declining workforce, especially as younger generations move away from farming, pose serious risks. The government is responding with a substantial investment of around $180 million, focusing on supporting smallholder farmers, many of whom are women. This investment aims to not only boost production, but also to change the perception of farming, encouraging young people to view it as a respectable career choice. Next, fifth, from New Scientist. Laughter therapy may help people with chronic lung disease. A small trial has found that laughter therapy may improve breathing and overall health in people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease (COPD) after 2 months. COPD makes it hard to exhale fully, leading to breathlessness during daily activities. Traditional treatments include medications and breathing exercises, but many patients still struggle with their quality of life. In this study, 63 participants were divided into three groups. One continued their usual treatment, another added pursed lip breathing exercises, and the last group engaged in laughter therapy. The laughter therapy involved playful exercises guided by therapists, which participants practiced at home 3 times a week. After 8 weeks, those who participated in laughter therapy or breathing exercises reported better breathing and health compared to the control group, with benefits lasting a month after the trial ended. The researchers suggest laughter therapy might help by exercising breathing muscles and reducing stress, but it's important to note that this is a structured approach, not just spontaneous laughter. Experts see promise in these findings, highlighting laughter therapy as a simple, low-cost option that could be accessible worldwide. Further research is needed to explore its effects more deeply. Up next, sixth, from Science Alert. A warning sign of heart attack and stroke may show up on your face. A recent study published in the journal Atherosclerosis suggests that xanthelasma, those yellow patches that can appear around the eyes, might be linked to a higher risk of heart attacks and strokes. Researchers analyzed data from nearly 18,000 people with xanthelasma and found that they experienced cardiovascular events at significantly higher rates compared to a matched control group. For instance, 1% of those with xanthelasma had a heart attack in the first year, compared to just 0.35% of the controls. While the patches themselves aren't harmful, they could signal underlying cardiovascular issues. The study indicates that people with xanthelasma might benefit from early screening for heart health problems. This could lead to proactive lifestyle changes or medications to help prevent serious events down the line. Overall, the findings highlight the importance of monitoring individuals with xanthelasma for potential cardiovascular risks, suggesting that these visible signs could serve as a valuable warning. Future research may clarify why this connection exists and how to best manage these risks. And then, seventh, from South Dakota Voices. Reader, stop playing the Team Red versus Team Blue game. The article reflects on a reader's comment discussing historical instances of alleged vote rigging, starting with the book Vote Scum, which claims to document election manipulation as far back as the 1970s. The commenter points to specific elections, like the GOP primary in New Hampshire in 1980, 2008 and the controversial outcomes in Florida in 2000 and Ohio in 2004, highlighting how these events sparked significant outcry, particularly from the left. The focus then shifts to the 2016 election, where the commenter suggests that Trump was expected to lose but unexpectedly won, attributing this to a broader conspiracy involving the pandemic narrative. They argue that Trump's election was strategically beneficial for maintaining division in the country, implying that Hillary's loss was orchestrated. Looking ahead to 2024, the commenter expresses skepticism about Trump's alignment with his original campaign promises, suggesting that his actions have led to further conflict. They also mention a recent Wisconsin Democrat primary, inviting readers to engage with the content and share their thoughts, ultimately urging a move away from the divisive Team Red versus Team Blue mentality. Next, 8th from New Atlas. Our planet has a time problem and it may be about to get weirder. In October, the 28th General Conference on Weights and Measures is set to vote on whether to keep the leap second, a small adjustment to our timekeeping that's been around since 1972. The issue stems from Earth's inconsistent rotation, influenced by factors like melting ice and shifting tides, which can change our planet's spin by over a second each year. While this doesn't affect our daily lives, it poses challenges for global systems relying on precise timing. So far, 27 leap seconds have been added, with the last one in 2016. Recently, Earth's rotation has sped up slightly, raising the possibility of needing to remove a second in the future. This idea isn't trivial. Leap seconds have caused issues for companies before, leading to glitches and disruptions. Instead of frequent adjustments, some experts suggest waiting until the discrepancy grows large enough to warrant a more significant change, like a leap hour, which could be added every few centuries. Tech companies like Google have developed their own methods to manage timing issues without constant adjustments. The decision on this proposal could come soon, with a potential start date for the leap hour set for May 20 next year. Up next, 9th from What If We Get It Right? I read the new UN climate report so you don't have to. I got an email from NPR asking to interview me about the UN Environment Program's new report, Limiting Overshoot, Navigating Exceedance of 1.5 Degrees C and Pathways Toward Return. I hadn't yet read it, but I cleared my calendar, appreciating the push to actually dig into the PDF instead of just reading the news articles about it. The report is compelling, highly recommend. Actually, and my key takeaways were different from what the press focused on. And then, 10th from Smart is Sexy, Seductive Intellect, Power, Perspective, and Modern Ambition. Celeste Derr reflects on the complexities of ambition and self-perception in her latest dispatch. She emphasizes the importance of intellectual agility, being open to new information without constantly second-guessing oneself. Celeste shares her experience hosting a dinner for female founders, highlighting the struggle many competent women face in asking for help and the distinction between dependence and support. She also touches on the value of AI in her work, using it as a tool to enhance her communication while celebrating the unique qualities humans bring to the table. Celeste reminds us that building a fulfilling life doesn't require starting from a privileged position. It's about recognizing the progress made and embracing the journey. Lastly, she stresses the need for balance, encouraging us to prioritize joy and connection alongside our professional ambitions. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.